We are now in a position to test for statistical significance with the F distribution. In our example, the obtained F statistic is equal to 8. This obtained F value of 8 means that the between group variance is 8 times larger than the within group variance. Now we have to make our decision regarding the null hypothesis by comparing our obtained F value, 8, with the critical F value found in the F distribution statistical table. The critical F value depends on the selected alpha level and the degrees of freedom. The critical F value with degrees of freedom of 2 and 9 at the 0.05 level of significance is 4.256. This value is the minimum value of F necessary to reject the null hypothesis. Since our obtained F value of 8 exceeds the critical F value, we reject the null hypothesis. Note in the graph in this slide how the F value of 8 is in the rejection region. We can also make a decision regarding the null hypothesis by considering the p-value. The p-value obtained from the statistical software output is 0.0101, which is less than the 0.05 alpha level. Therefore, we reject the null hypothesis. It's important to note here that instead of running three pairwise independent t-tests, each controlled at the 0.05 level of significance to evaluate mean differences between control and treatment 1, control and treatment 2, and treatment 1 and treatment 2, we've conducted an overall omnibus test to evaluate the equality of all means simultaneously. When we have more than two experimental groups, the omnibus test is the optimal solution because it maintains our type 1 error rate at 0.05.